start your day. It's over. No, he's from Friedman.
Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, the Eden came to the Yamsuf, and they saw that they were trapped. They had the water, the ocean in front of them, the Mitzriim behind them, and there was nowhere where to run, and the Eden were trapped. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Hisyatzvi Irei Es Yeshias Hashem. You don't need to do anything. Just stand and you'll watch the Yeshias Hashem. Hashem Yeluchem Lachem Va'atem Tachrishen. The Rabbein Shem, he's going to fight for you. He's going to do everything. You don't need to lift a hand. Va'atem Tachrishen. Today, once again, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael finds itself in a similar situation, where we are surrounded by terrible enemies and terrorists in the north and the south and all over in all directions. And Klal Yisrael feels itself trapped. So today I want to bring out a gewaltig yesod that this promise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem Yeluchem Lachem Ve'atem Tacharishen, wasn't a one-off occurrence which took place only b'shas kabulas, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, b'shas kriyas Yamsuf, but in every generation, if Klal Yisrael arui, we can be zoicha to the same avtocha, Hashem yeluchem lachem va'atem tacharishen. Rabbi Hashem will do everything, and we can just stand on the side. There's a gemura in Masechtas Gittin. And Avzayin Omid Aleph, the Gemara tells us there that Ma'ikva had somebody who was making his life a misery. And Ma'ikva was suffering from this fellow who was tormenting him. And he sent a message to Rebbe Luzer. Shulach le Ma'ikva le Rebbe Luzer. B'nei Udom ha'oimdim alai. There are people who are tormenting me. If Yudim Lamosrum Lamalchus, and I have the ability to hand them over to the authorities that they should be imprisoned, and then I will be saved from these people, may I do so? And he said no. So Ma'ikva sent him a second message, and he said to him, but they are really, really bothering me. I'm not managing. Kometzarli Tiva. They're really being Metzami. V'loi motzini de'ekambi. I can't cope anymore with it. Shulach lei, Rebbe Luzer sent him a second message. Doim la Hashem. Doim la Hashem, says Rashi in Tillim, is Lushim vayidoy maharin. You keep quiet. Don't do anything. V'his choylel loi. Daven to Hashem, schoy Lushim vayichal Moshe. V'hi apilem lecho chalulem chalulem. A pusik in Tillim. You keep quiet, don't do anything, just daven to Hashem, Hashem will take care of them. Hashkem v'harev lebeis hamedrash, come early to Sheol, stay late, v'hem kulim me'aleim, and they will vanish by themselves. Hadova yutzu mipi Rebbe Luzer, v'nosni legeniva bekoila. They put this fellow into prison. Writes the Maharal, in his Sefer Nesivos Olam, Perish Doim Lashem. When Rebbe Luzer said to Ma'ikva, Doim Lashem, you just keep quiet. Kaloima shehi yishtoik v'lo yasa dova. V'ashem yizburch yasa milchamtoi kedichsev Hashem yiluchem lachem v'atem tachrishen. Says the Maral very clearly that this pusik, Hashem yiluchem lachem v'atem tachrishen, you can be zoicha nowadays to the same haftucha. V'loma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yilchoy melchamtoy. How can we expect and why should Rabbi Hashem battle our battle? Ein zerak b'shvil shi melchemes Hashem. Because you've made it into a melchemes Hashem. carries on the moral and wise to Malchemes Hashem. That's why he advised him, Hashkem v'hariv lebeis hamedrash. You sit in the beis hamedrash and daven and learn. Duvaze ba'atzmoi yegoyrem shemapel oisem chalulem ki duvaze nikra Milchemes Hashem. And finishes off the Maharal, and he says, V'duvaze, however, to be zoicha to this, is rakishi boiteach boyisburach. You have to have true bituchen, and thereby imkain he moisa atzmoi el Hashem isburach. You're giving yourself over to Hashem. Vegami mashkim lemabes hamedish evzehi chelkoi shel kodesh baruch hu legamrei. And then you'll be zoicha Hashem yiluchem lachem vaatem tacharishin. So, in order for the Rebbein Shem to fight our battles, says the Maral very clearly, we have to convert our battle into being a Milchemes Hashem. And we can do this when we give ourselves over to Hashem and we have Bituchen in the Rebbein Shem. And this Yisod is actually a Mechilta in Parshas B'Shalach. On the Pusuk, Hashem Yiluchem Lachem V'atem Tachrishen, says the Mechilta, Loi B'Shozi B'Vad Yiluchem Lachem. This pasuk isn't referring only just then to Kriyas Yamsuf, Ela Le'olam Yiluchem Kenegdom Shel Oyveichem. This is a promise. In all generations, the Rebbein Shem will fight our battles. So this Yisod of the Maral is Be'emes HaBeferish Mechilta. The Meshech Chochma, he quotes this Mechilta. And he says, you know what the Mechilta is telling us? Mechilta is telling us a gewaltig yisod. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, it was taken for granted that the Rebbein Shem is going to fight our battles. Because the Rebbein Shem had just taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The Rebbein Shloilem had performed the Esser Makos, Azoy Fil Nisim. The Rebbein Shem didn't take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim just so they should all then be slaughtered and murdered by the Yamsuf. So for Shteitzach, there must somehow be a continuation to the salvation of Klal Yisrael. But says the Meshech Chochma, what the Mechilta is telling us is, even in future generations, af b'shu shelo yilem shimtana al Hashem, even in a time when we can't come to the Rebbein Shem kaviyuchel with a tana, if itois ho asidois, and then in the future, Asha Omri Veluni Boishes Hapunim, when Klal Yisrael will say, Veluni Boish Hapunim, we have no merits with which to be able to ask that we should be worthy of being saved. Gam Oz Yilchoim Bo'oiveyim Shel Yisrael. V'zeh Sh'oma Hashem Yiluchem Lachem. And this is what the Pusik is telling us. Even then Hashem will fight for you. B'shu Sh'atem Tachrishin. Even when you are forced to keep silent, Shlo yilechem shim tevia al Hashem, she yilechem boishes hapunim ledabe. You're embarrassed to open your mouth to ask Hashem to save you, because you know you're not worthy of it. Even in such a time, zugen chazal, Hashem yiluchem lechem, even in a time when va'atem tachrishin, you've got nothing to say to be able to save yourself. Gamos, Hashem yiluchem lachem v'hovim. Al derech zeh, the Heilige Rishna Zechisa Yugna Leini used to say a story, and this story was very popular by many tzaddikim. There was once a man of Groisa Pikiach Nefesh in the time of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh Zechisa Yugna Leini, Segreina Gezeira Ruah, and the Baal Shem Tov was mevatel this Gezeira. How was he mevatel this gezeira? He made a special nair from Shava. And he went out into the forest. And there in the forest, he was mechaven, groyser kavunas, and groyser yechidim. And through his avoida, he was mevatel this gezeira. Some years later, there was again a terrible gezeira on Klal Yisroel. And the Mizritsha Magid knew what the Baal Shem Tov had done. Said the Mizrit Shemagid, to be machaven all the kavunas and all the chidim that the Baal Shem Tov did, I'm not able. However, azoy feel kenachyo machen, I know how to prepare this lecht, this special lecht. I know where to go, and I know what to say, but I don't know all the deep tavunas. And then afterwards was again in the time of the Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseva, nochmol a gezeire. Said the Rebbe Moshe Leib Sasseva, I don't understand how to prepare this lecht. I don't know the tefillas that one needs to say. And kal v'chomer, I don't know the kavunas at all. All I'm capable of doing is saying over the story what they did. And oida pam, they were nitzel. And l'choyre, this masa is gebot of a medrash, a gewaldige medrash. Steit in medrash as follows. Arbua meluchim hoi. There were four kings. David, Uso, Yehoshuphat, and Cheskiyui. Tell us, Chazal, ma shetuvazeh, loy tuvazeh. What this one asked for, the others didn't ask for. David, Omar, David Amelech said, Erdoif oivai va'asigem. I'm going to pursue my enemies, and I'm going to conquer them. Omalei Kodesh Baruchi, ani oisekein. I will do so for you. Omad asa va'omar, ani ein bi koyach laharig lahem. I haven't got the koyach like David HaMelech to be able to kill my enemies. No, as I feel, elani roidif oisem. I've got the koyach to run after them, that they should run off. Va'at oise, but more I can't do. Reboishim, you'll have to do the rest. Omaloi, said Reboishim to Asa, ani oise, I will kill them for you. Omad Yehoshuphat, Yehoshuphat came and he said, ani ein bi koyach. Loi laroig, veloi lidoif. I can't even run. I can't kill them, and I can't even run after them. Elani oy mashira. All I can do is I can thank you, Rabbi Yishum. Va'ata oisa. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani oisa. I will do that for you. Omad Cheskia said Cheskia. Ani ein bikoyach loi laroig, veloi lidoif, veloi loy mashira. Elalni Yoshinamitusi, I can only sleep in my bed. Va'ata oisa, you've got to do everything. Omloi Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani oisa, I will do it. Shenema, a pusik when Sancheirev came with 185,000 soldiers to destroy Yerushalayim, shteit in a pusik, this was Belel HaSeder, vahi belaila hahi, was on the night of Pesach, v'yutza malach Hashem, v'yach b'machne Asher. And there were many gedolim who would repeat this vort, this yisod of the medrash. The bedidshe of Ruf one year, yoyim hakudosh gezukt, by the pusik v'yoyim Hashem solachti kidvarechel, of the bedidshe of gezukt, Rabbi Nishloilem, in zomnish the koyach hand afilit zugen dem pusik. Boshim, you say the pusik, v'yoyim Hashem, Rabbi you say the pusik, salachti kidvarech. In zomnish the koyach zugen, zubeten richtig, v'yoyim Hashem, salachti kidvarech. Rabbi Shloime Kliege, in a drusha, erev yoyim akudish, explained with this yisod the pusik in Tehillim, capital Samachay. Divrei avoinois govri mimeni peshueni atos achapre. Said Reb Shloime Kliege, divrei avoinois, to be able to mention all my averus and to be able to ask mechila for all of them is govri mimeni. It's too high. It's too lofty for me. I can't even mention all my averus. I'm not even able to mention them to all. Because you know I can't even do that much. So please, Rabbi Nishloilem, be moichel me. The Oira Chaim HaKudosh, in his parish on this pusik, Hashem yeluchem lachem v'atem tacharishin, quotes this medrash about the four kings. Hashem yeluchem lachem v'atem tacharishin yizbue al derech omram. We can explain, it says the Oira Chaim HaKudosh, with this medrash, arbuat tzadikim, mashashulze, loishulze. And then says the Aruch Haim HaKudosh these words. Of the four kings, David, Usa, Yehoshuphat, and Cheskiyahu, chalike hame'ila shebekilam. The highest level of all four, he mashashul Cheskiyahu. It was Cheskiyahu HaMelech asked, she'oma, ani ein bikoyich, loy laroig, loy lidov, loy ispal, el ani yushna betusi va'ata oisem. said the Rechaim HaKodesh, this is the Madrega of Atem Tachrishim. The boy should say, you don't need to do anything. I will take care, I'll do everything. This is what Cheskia HaMelech did. The words of the Rechaim HaKodesh need an explanation that he says that Cheskia's level was the highest level. This was Chalika HaMe'ila Shebekilim. This was the highest level. How could it be that Cheskia was a higher level than David HaMelech, than the others, when he said, I can't do anything, I'm the least of all of them, I can't do anything. That's not the highest, that's the lowest. The Pshat in the Rechaim HaKodesh, what he means to say is that the Yeshia which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam performed in the Zman from Cheskia HaMelech, this was the greatest Yeshia. David HaMelech with Usa, with Yehoshaphat, Chodesh did something. Cheskia says, I can't do anything. Boshim, you got to do everything. This is the greatest Yehoshia. And this is Hashem Yeluchem Lechem Va'atem Tachrishim. In the Sefer Yesod Tzadik, from Rav Shlom Kezvila, he says a different kavuna. Why is the level of Cheskia the greatest level? He says, Avada, David HaMelech was the greatest level. David HaMelech was able to run after his enemies and to kill them, and yet he sincerely believed it wasn't Koichi V'Oitzim Yudi. He didn't do anything. Came also, and he said, I'm not on the level of David HaMelech. If I'm going to kill my enemies, I will believe I was the one who did it. Boshim, I don't want to kill them. Boshim, you kill them. Came Yehoshaphat, he said, I'm not even on the level of Usa. I don't even have the koich to run after them. If I will run after them, I will then afterwards say, see, it was me, I did it all. Boshim, you've got to run after them as well. Came Cheskia, and Cheskia said, I can't do anything. Rabbi Shem, I've got to leave it all to you. So Avada, this was the least of all of them. And when this is the Zelbe Yisod that the Meshech Chochmah says, when we have Boishes Punim, when we feel we are not worthy, we can't do anything, then we can ask Hashem, please Rabbi Shloilem, Hashem Yiluchem Lachem V'Atem Tachrishim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Yid Gimel, Ad Una Taste Es Ponecho Mimeni, Ad Una Ushis Eitzois Benafshi. In Kepshitoi, one learns this is two different questions. David HaMelech is saying, Rabbi Shem, how long are you going to hide from me? How long am I going to have to try and look after myself? But the Haile Gerizna said, this is not two questions, this is a question and an answer. Ad una tasta esponecho mimeni. How long, Rabbi Shem, are you going to hide from me? The answer is, ad una ushis eitzois benafshi. As long as a person thinks that he can manage on his own, as long as ich kenze chaleine eitzegeben, so Rabbi Shem, you think so? So I'll let you look after yourself. When a person comes to the realization he can't look after himself, he can't do anything, Rabbi Shem, you've got to take care of everything, then Rabbi Shem will take care of it. This was Cheskia HaMelech. Cheskia HaMelech, I haven't got koich, loy laharoik, veloy lidoif, veloy loy mashira, al ni yushin al mitusi, va'ata oisa. Said Rabbi Shem, you realize you can't do anything. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovecho, oy bezoy loy kushbarchi, ani oisa, Hashem yiluchem lachem, v'achem tachrishim. There's a famous word from Chazal, Kusha zivigoy shal udom, kikriyas yamsef, Kusha panasusoy shal udom, kikriyas yamsef. And all the mafoshim mitzvahs echtamsam, what does this Chazal mean? So the Heilige Rishon hat gesucht a gewaltige Yisod as follows. He said, B'shas Kriyas Yamsef, Hashem promised Klal Yisrael, Hashem Yeluchem Lachem V'atem Tachrishim. You don't need to lift a hand, but you're going to take care of it. So the Yidden had a minna. But what were they thinking? How were they going to be saved? They were trapped. There was nowhere to go. So they probably thought the Boshim is going to make a nest, Christ, like Marcus Bachoris. All the Mitzrim are going to fall down dead. Perhaps an army is going to appear out of nowhere and going to fight them. And in the confusion, they'll be able to run off. Perhaps the Boshim is going to bring a sandstorm and blind all the Mitzrim. But that the Yamsuf is going to open and they're going to go by Yabusha Besoy Chayom. This is keine nicht angefangen. This nobody thought this is what's going to happen. Said the Heilige Rishna, this is the Kavun of Chazal. Kusha panasusa shaludom kikriyas yamsuf. A person needs to make panusa. So he's got all different ideas how he can make panusa. And then he davens to Hashem and says, Rabbi Hashem, I've worked it all out already, Rabbi Hashem. I just need that you should give me the brucha. Oh, but I've already worked it all out. The Zeil Bazach was kimtzis hashadichim. So tell us, Chazal, the Boishim can help us in ways that we never ever thought of. It never occurred to us. You don't need to give the Rabboin Shloilem help. You don't need to give the Rabboin Shloilem ideas. This Yesod of the Orach Haim HaKudosh, that he explains the Pusik, Hashem Yeluchim Lachem Atim Tachrishin, with the story of Chezkiah, is Be'emes a Beferish Shagamura in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Tzadik Hei Umibes. And it's Nogeya for us Bizman Hazeh as well, because this is what's going to occur once again, Lusid Lovoi Mechemes Goig Imu Goig. Says the Gemura, Omer Rav Yehida Omer Rav, Bu Aleim Sancheirev Harusha. Sancheirev Harusha came to destroy Yerushalayim, Ba'arbuim v'chamisha elef ish b'nei meluchim yoshvim b'karoino shalzov. He didn't just bring along soldiers, he brought along 45,000 b'nei meluchim, princes, diplomats, presidents, prime ministers, important people, yoshvim b'karoino shalzov, sitting in golden chariots. Besides that, Shmoinim Elef Giboirim Levishe Sirion Klipper. He bought 80,000 armed soldiers. And besides that, Shishim Elef Achize Cherev Rutsim Lefunov. And another 60,000 soldiers with spears. Vahasha Perushim and countless chariots. V'chein asidim lovoi im goig im ugoig. And this is going to repeat itself, chemes goig im ugoig. We're going to be attacked, not just merely by the soldiers, but we're going to be attacked by all the important people, the b'nei meluchim who are sitting in keroinois shel zuav. And what happened was, shteit in the pusik there, meluchim beis, in perik yites, V'yutze Malach Hashem v'yake b'machne Asher, he killed 185,000. V'yashkimi boy Kessel got up in the morning in a kilam pegurim meisim. Now says the Gemara, b'ma hikem. How did this Malach kill the 185,000 soldiers of Sancheiriv? Rebbe Lezer Oimer b'yad hikem. He killed them with the Yad Hashem. Shenema. Vayayisrules hayod hagadoila, hayad shasida lipura misancheirev. Tell us, Chazal, a peiridik pshat in the pusik. Vayayisrules yod hagadoila, asheus Hashem le'ed Mitzrayim. As a yod hagadoila refers to the yad shasida lipura misancheirev. Explains Reb Zalman Sirotskin in a sefer Oznaim LeTorah. What Chazal is telling us is that this nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Yidden didn't have to lift a finger, Hashem Yeluchem Lechem V'atem Tacharishin, this was the same nes which took place B'Shas Sancheirev. V'yah Yisrael Yod HaGadoyla, not just by Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Zelbe Yod HaGadoyla was by the Melchemes Sancheirev. V'chein Asidim Luvoi in Goik Imogoi. And the same thing will repeat itself, Le'usid Lovoi, Ba'melchemes Goig Emugoig. But once again, we'll be surrounded by all these enemies and we'll be trapped and we'll look, how can we save ourselves? The situation is hopeless. The Teretz says, Z'nochem Ozan, V'yod HaGadoyla. And in fact, this is brought down in a pusik in Zechariah in Perek Yidalet. Shteit Bamechemes Goy Gemugoyk, V'yetze Hashem, the Rebbeinu is going to go out, V'nilcham Bagoyim Ohem, and is going to fight against those enemies, Kiyoim Hilochemoy B'yoim Krov. The same way as he fought them, B'yoim Krov, on the day of the battle. The Pusik doesn't tell us what battle, what's it referring to, and what does this mean? Explains the Targum Yonason there as follows. V'yizgilei Hashem, Reboishim is going to reveal himself, V'yagiach Kerova Ba'amamaya, and Reboishim is going to fight a battle against the nations of the world, Kiyoim Agechisei Krov Al Yoma Desif. The same way as Reboishim fought against the Mitzrayim by the Yamsuf. The Zelbe Yisod. So we see that this Haftocha, Hashem Yiluchem Lachem, Va'atem Tacharishin, is not just a one-off Haftocha, a one-off Nes which took place by Kriyas Yamsuf, but this is, like the Maral tells us, like the Mechilta, the Meshechochma, this is an Aladoiris when Yidden put their trust in Hashem and they say, Einu ni leshuin elo alovini shebashemayim. We will once again be zoicha to this gewaldige haftucha. So this is our avoider. Skimt ham banach shvi shel Pesach. Steht in alles Svurim, Shvi Shel Pesach, that's the Zman when we can be Zoicha, to be Koine, a Minna in the Reboine Shloilem. And then Zvetnis Oire, that's why we lie in Achron Shel Pesach, the Haftorah, from Oid Hayoim Benoiv, this is going on Leusid Luvoi, Mechemes Goig, Emu Goig. So we have to have a Minna in Bituchen, just like by the Yamsif, just like by the Zman from Cheski Anovi, which was Balela Pesach, was Mekiyem Hashem Yiluchem Lachem Va'atem Tachrishin. Similarly, when we are Mekayim, like the Maral says, Hashkin V'harev L'Beis HaMedrash, we have to do our part. We have to come into Shiel and to Daven, and we have to convert our Milchuma, says the Maral, to be Milchemes Hashem, that we become one with Rabbi Nishloilam. Then we'll be zoicha once again, Hashem Yiluchem Lachem, Va'atem Tachrishen, Omen Ken Yerutzoy.